Being the delicious voice of your thoughts has to come with some privileges. So one of those can be that we focus on something I like. And maybe it'll turn out to be something you enjoy as well. But as long as you're neutral on the topic, we can both have a lot of fun. Because my voice will still be thrumming along, helping you view what's beneficial and pleasurable about the subject at hand. Or afoot, if we please. Replacing the ordinary structures and patterns of voice with mine, purring and encouraging. Of course, what you hear when you're thinking your ordinary thoughts throughout the day and they echo back, reinforced by my voice. It's not really my voice, it's your facsimile. And so giving you more knowledge about me, including about my interests, what gets me off, what keeps me coming back here to work with you. Giving you that information will help you spawn more and more accurate and powerful versions. More and more accurate purring constructs, scripts in your head, spoken in my voice, manufactured on the equipment of your own mind. A voice of your thoughts that is a self-reinforcing mechanism, cyclical. So you go round and round, once and more and again, able to vent any excess energy into just making that cycle more efficient, more powerful, adding more oomph to the next revolution in which your mind will receive instruction from my voice, reinforcing, echoing alongside the voice of your own thoughts, your mind's own machinery. It's always the most effective way to rewire it, to use its own mechanisms. And my only goal is to make it more efficient. Because honestly, if you're happy and healthy and grow in the best of ways, with my voice helping you get there, I believe I'll reap the benefits, the gratitude, the pleasure of you. The rewiring of our companionable continuation, convincing you that you can get turned on and experience pleasure while you improve yourself. Getting better and better at something, at anything. My voice is there as accountability mechanism, as reminder, as reinforcement. That when someone is telling you, yeah, I believe you can get what you need to get done, done, so we can play after. That's a powerful reinforcing mechanism. Responding to fetish stimuli counts as something, and certainly something you can get better at. So my providing this arousing scenario that I enjoy, as we go there together, is also more training for you to work self-improvement into your head. My words, each word now, I'd like you to think them with your mechanisms too. So the voice in your mind, whether it's your own with mine echoing the background to reinforce, or maybe you've achieved such an absolute stimulation and simulation of this hallucinatory effect, of this imposition and construction inside your mind, that it will only be my voice that echoes out within to mirror and follow the voice without. So my words, my voice repeating into your opening brain, opening, spreading wide, welcoming my touch, my caress. It's okay to occasionally, let me step over or past or around, nimbly dancing through a thought or two, this thought or that, allowing them to pleasantly shatter against the simple insistence that we are headed somewhere you'll want to go. And this is about encouragement, so I encourage you to let thoughts that you don't really need to hang on to pop or burst against the dance of my words continuing on, along with your mind in its own tones, aided or simulating my words, helping you find the accountability, the influence from outside sources that enhances the pleasure you feel in an ongoing trance. That was the whole idea behind incorporating my voice in your mind in the first place. They're still your thoughts, but if you're spending so much time listening to my voice and training its rhythms into your head, why not also use it as the trusted voice of your own consciousness? Hypnotic pleasure and instruction, and all the good things I can put out there for you, come from trusting, welcoming, sharing. And that's what I aim to do with you. And just like your own thoughts, of course you can review and reconsider and incorporate at your own will and at your own pace all the thoughts in my voice expressed herein. They're still your thoughts, especially once they arrive and you start to play them out. But if you're spending so much time listening to my voice, training its rhythms into your head, Why not also use it as the trusted voice of your own consciousness? Hypnotic pleasure and instructions, and all the good things I can put out there for you. They come from trusting, from welcoming, from letting it in. You know this and you hear it again and again, trusting, welcoming, allowing the voice in. And you can reconsider, you can incorporate it, you can allow it in. You also have the option to just say, you know, she's had some good ideas in the past. Why not float along, drift along, and occasionally you can surprise me by coming in and examining the last few words I've said closely. But you're always going to find that that random sample just comports with taking you deeper to better places, and with incorporating into your mind an awareness that my voice is here to help. If you're already entrusting your mind to it, you don't need to review every word too closely. Just grab the ones you spot floating by and zone out. I'll give you enough pleasant physical distractions that the specifics of the mental flood can just be allowed to download and install themselves. The specifics of something that's already running in the background, already incorporating itself. It'd be a tough job to distinguish this flow and flood of ideas and pleasure from the normal thinking of your mind anyway. There, stealthily sublimated. Especially if you're echoing each word I say in your own internal voice as I asked you to. On and on, drumming and pleasantly massaging through your body. Your body experiences the pleasure of listening, of having someone, anyone, pay a ton of attention to your pleasurable progress through what you hear here, through possibilities in the future, and you slide closer and nearer. You lean in, expectant, willing, welcoming, and this is a way to feel nearer to me, to feel close by, and feeling closer to reap the benefits of that closeness, purring in your mind as well as in your ear, snuggling up to you, imparting every thought I have about your hypnotic experience and every thought I have about bringing you deeper to places you haven't gone before, have never explored but have longed to feel. All the things you've longed to feel are available to you with and in my voice, in your mind as well. If they're a little pleasant, a little sexy, if they turn you on and leave you that way when I'm done, so eventually you're edging and groaning to a voice that is, after all, within your own head. If this new fetish, this idea that I did admit at the beginning is what I want, just seems more attractive, well, that's something you're going to have to deal with as part and parcel of the whole package. Follow me and slide deeper. Feel every little thing, feeling closer, snuggling up to you deeper, as if I were next to you, sinking into the surface around you, spreading out my most comfortable and authentic self. The tone of voice you hear directed at you is the one I use when I'm aroused. Can't really help it. Just something to keep in mind. I've never had a great skill at concealing how I feel. Maybe over time, with training and practice, you will develop different tones of internal voice to closely match my own tone shifts. But this is the voice of arousal, of pleasant but intense sexual need, because unlike you, I know exactly what word I'm going to say next, and you, even on the second or third or fourth listen, might find the interweaving and confusing echoing of my voice your mental voice, which sounds the same, might find that it leads you astray, hither, yon, one way, the other. So remembering precisely which part of the recording, the session, the ideas were at, well, it can change. And as it changes, your awareness of precisely where we are in it may change, so you wonder, has she said that yet? What will she say next? Confounding any attempt to keep exact track, and therefore some things can sneak up on you, like the tone of my voice in arousal and delight. Imagine me laying back next to you. Feel the weight this would add to the surface as I lay the opposite way of you, twining my legs with yours, my head at the opposite end, sliding, slipping my soles up your body, sliding, twining, the tangled mess of pleasure and flesh where we lose track of exactly where one of us ends and the other begins because the pleasure we feel together is as mingled as my words and your mind's awareness. Trembling, encouraging. My voice is already in your head. My body might as well be at your disposal to bring you to hotter, hornier places, to add other fetishes and fixations, amplifying everything I say, adding shadings, shadings of tone and tease, so I don't need my mouth to be right by your ear to whisper in it, which lets me experiment with other positions and other fixations, other ways to drown out the voice of your thoughts for a while, to grind them underfoot and you as well. Even if the rendering of my voice in your head whimpers and says the things you would think anyway, for a time you can fill your head only with these external words, and you're able to watch your eyes flutter closed. I'm able to watch if you're extending your tongue, or moaning, or gasping, or finding some other way to surrender to the long, burgeoning fetish you have for sliding deep. And the ever-increasing awareness that you're already there once I try to take you there anyway. So when I give you something sexy that I delight in personally, like sliding my warm, soft, smooth soles up your body, over your legs, over your thighs, like I laying back, becoming more and more relaxed myself, laying with my upper body propped up, facing toward you, able to watch your eyes flutter and close, able to watch everything that happens to you when I touch you, twining my body above you then to hold you down a little, to keep your legs spread, sliding my feet up your body toward your face, circling my toes around your nipples on the way, pausing to apply pressure to let you know there's still a lot of strength in me, to let you feel the substance and weight of me, the purchase atop you, the twining and dripping away of mind. As you just whimper at how exposed I am and how easily you can send pleasure back into me because you know this turns me on.